Hello, and welcome to the Q&A Files, the ultimate health and wellness playground. I'm your host, Tricia Jameson, a board-certified functional nutritionist and lifestyle practitioner, ready to lead you through a world of health discoveries. Here we dive into a tapestry of disease prevention to nutrition, exercise, mental health, and building strong relationships, all spiced with diverse perspectives. It's not just a podcast, it's a celebration of health, packed with insights and a twist of fun. Welcome aboard the Q&A Files, where your questions ignite our vibrant discussions and lead to a brighter you. Hello, Wellness Warriors. Welcome back to the Q&A Files. I'm your solo pilot today, Tricia Jameson, navigating the skies of consciousness without my usual co-pilots, Dr. Jeff and Tony. Tony had some house stuff to take care of, and Dr. Jeff is actually navigating the skies in a real plane at the moment. But I'm going to take you on a different flight. So fasten your seatbelts, stow away your tray tables, and prepare for takeoff as we dive into the intriguing concept of the four levels of consciousness, a gem taught to me by a mentor, Peter Sage. After hinting at this topic in our last episode, I'm excited to unfold these four pivotal concepts today, setting the groundwork for a very rich discussion with Dr. Jeff and Tony upon their return. But before we delve into the four levels of consciousness, I wanted to share a recent revelation of mine. My daughter, Alyssa, introduced me to a feature on my cell phone that felt like uncovering a hidden chamber within a pyramid. It turns out you can silence all calls except those from specific contacts you select, all with a simple setting. Moreover, you can even schedule when to activate this selective silence. Often when I'm deep in work or with clients, I resort to airplane mode, risking missing crucial calls. While many might be familiar with this technological magic, for me, it was nothing short of an epiphany. It sparked a curiosity. It got me thinking, what other untapped potentials and hidden features we have in our everyday tools and gadgets that we use? What other secrets are my devices keeping from me? This revelation is a perfect metaphor for a journey into the realms of consciousness, much like the hidden features of a smartphone. There are layers within each of us waiting to be explored and understood. So let's roll up our sleeves and delve into the heart of today's topic, the four levels of consciousness: to me, by me, through me, and as me. This exploration isn't just about intellectual understanding. It's about embarking on a personal journey of transformation and enlightenment. But first, let's get into the why. Why are we even talking about these levels of consciousness, and why are they so important? Understanding these levels of consciousness is akin to realizing you've been using your phone just to make calls, missing out on a world of possibilities. Imagine navigating life thinking it's all just random events, like accidentally walking into a spider web and then realizing your reflex skills are not as sharp as you once believed. Understanding these levels is like discovering you've been holding a map upside down all along. This journey from confusion to clarity isn't just about flipping a switch. It's about recognizing where we're at, peering into where we could be, and realizing the journey ahead is not just marked by the destinations, but by the transformation within each of us. This knowledge isn't just a light bulb moment. It's the whole chandelier turning on, illuminating paths from why does this always happen to me to what can I make happen for me? Can you feel the difference? As we venture into these levels, we'll explore how each stage influences our perception of events, challenges, and opportunities. This isn't just about learning a new concept. It's about transforming how we see the world and our place within it. It's time to explore these levels of consciousness together and see how they can change our lives. Are you ready? So let's begin on this journey, starting with the to me stage. Imagine being in the passenger seat of a car that's being driven by a chauffeur named Fate. Welcome to the to me stage, where life feels like an unpredictable journey and you're not the one behind the wheel. Life feels like a series of events that you have no control over. It's as if you're an actor who's been cast in a play without a script, always reacting to what life throws at you. This stage is characterized by a sense of victimhood and a belief that external circumstances dictate your happiness and success. It's a world where you feel tossed by the winds of fate, unable to steer your own course. Did you know that 80% of the population is stuck in this to-me phase? So I'm going to spend a fair amount of time explaining this phase. Individuals in the to-me state perceive life events as happening to them without their input or control. This stage is marked by feelings of victimization and a belief that external forces dictate life's outcomes. In this stage, individuals feel they are at the mercy of external forces, including their partners, circumstances, and the broader world. It's a stage where personal agency seems limited and life has made you a puppet. In the to-me level, we dive into 10 key aspects that flesh out this stage with greater clarity. Along with insights from the original framework, I've woven and expanded greatly a few personal additions to enrich your understanding. Key aspect number one, eternal pessimist. Viewing life as a relentless series of unfortunate events. Hello, lemony snickets. Individuals at this stage often adopt a gloomy outlook, expecting the worst in most situations. Imagine expecting a rainbow, but getting a thunderstorm on the one day you forgot your umbrella, of course. Number two, the blame game champion. People in this stage often feel that their partner or the world is against them. They may frequently complain or blame their partner or others for distress and discomfort, feeling stuck in an unfulfilling cycle. There's a tendency to externalize faults, attributing personal setbacks or failures to anything but oneself, blaming others or situations for personal challenges and their unhappiness. It's like blaming the sock monster for eating just one sock, never considering the possibility that it might just be lost in the abyss of the laundry basket. Number three, victim mentality and the external blame game. Victim mentality in relationships. Here, individuals feel besieged by the actions of their partners, family, or friends, believing that they are perpetually wronged or misunderstood. Picture being convinced that your partner's decision to start a new hobby without you is a direct affront to your relationship, rather than a healthy expression of individuality or differentiation, which we have discussed on earlier episodes. They not only complain and blame others for their misery, but they also like to blame the traffic for being late to work every day. Maybe it's the universe's way of saying, hey, ever thought of leaving 10 minutes earlier? Or if you had not hit your snooze button 3 times this morning, maybe you could have been on time for work or school. But yet, it's the traffic light's fault, right? Yep. Number four, reactive living and sensitivity to criticism. Instead of taking proactive steps to shape their destiny, people in the to-me stage react to situations as they occur, often with negativity or defensiveness. For example, when a friend cancels plans last minute, it's not seen as a simple change of plans, but a personal offense leading to brooding and resentment rather than a constructive conversation. In this stage, feedback is as welcome as a skunk at a garden party. Any hint of criticism, regardless of its constructiveness, is perceived as a personal attack, declaring war on their very being. Number five, conditional love in childhood and seeking approval. The roots of this stage often trace back to childhood, where love and attention were received conditionally based on achievements or behavior. This creates a blueprint for relationships where love is seen as something to be earned or lost, not given unconditionally. Imagine a child who only receives praise and affection when they win a sports match or score high on a test, growing up to believe that their worth is measured by the successes. This background turns adult criticism into a critique of their very worth, making every negative comment feel like they are the butt of every joke. Number six, projection of inner beliefs and the world through tinted glasses. Individuals project their insecurities and negative beliefs onto others, interpreting actions and words through a lens of suspicion and negativity. This is like assuming every bless you after a sneeze is laced with sarcasm. Living with it's not me, it's definitely you glasses. Individuals here see life as a personal attack. A sudden downpour isn't just weather, it's nature's way of ruining their day specifically. Seven, gardening metaphor, and mindset maintenance. This metaphor illustrates how a mind filled with negative thoughts, weeds, can choke out the positive aspects of flowers, of life. Imagine trying to grow a beautiful garden, but only planting seeds of doubt and suspicion, then wondering where all of these thistles came from. If you're only sowing seeds of doubt and negativity, don't be surprised when your mental landscape becomes overrun with weeds of self-victimization. Cultivating a more positive outlook starts with planting thoughts of empowerment and accountability. Number 8, influence of media and the drama diet. Just as our diets influence our physical health, the media we consume shapes our mental landscape. A steady diet of negativity and drama can leave us feeling besieged by the world, reinforces the to me mindset. The victim mentality is often reinforced by media and cultural narratives that emphasize powerlessness and external control, making it even harder for individuals to see their capacity for change. It's like consuming a steady stream of mystery novels and suddenly finding yourself deciphering cryptic messages in the arrangement of your alphabet soup. Number 9, seeking external validation and the quest for likes. There's a constant, often futile search for approval and validation from others. This quest is frequently met with disappointment as external validation is fleeting and unsatisfactory. It's like posting on social media for likes, but no matter how many you get, you never really feel like it's enough. In a world where social approval is often measured in likes and shares, it's easy to fall into the trap of seeking validation from others rather than finding it within ourselves. Number 10, difficulty in breaking free. Shifting away from the to-me mindset is challenging. It's like trying to leave a cozy bed on a cold morning. It's comfortable and familiar, even if it's not serving us well. Moving past this stage is again challenging because it requires confronting and changing deeply ingrained beliefs and habits. It's rewriting one's internal programming. It's as though you're trying to uninstall Life Victim 101 to upgrade to Empowered Pro, but keep hitting the error. Resistance to change button. Understanding the to me level is crucial because it's where our journey begins. It's about recognizing our current position and realizing we have the power to change our narrative. Just like discovering new features on our cell phones can revolutionize how we use them, recognizing and moving beyond the to me consciousness can transform how we experience life. Now, let me shift gears from the to me stage with its unexpected pie in the face moments to the empowering and dynamic by me phase. Picture this transformation as swapping those surprise pies for a chef's hat, ready to concoct your destiny with a mix of flair, intention, and yes, hard work. Intrigued? Well, let's buckle up, wellness warriors, as we start a roller coaster of by me phase. It's going to be a wild ride full of twists, turns, and triumphs. Together, we'll navigate the highs and lows, discovering just how much fun taking control of our own story can be. You are no longer the puppet, but now the puppeteer. The by me stage is where we grab life by the proverbial horns and start steering. Gone are the days of playing the damsel or dude in distress, waiting for a hero. In this chapter, we're suiting up, cape and all, ready to save our own day. Ditching the victim t-shirt? That's right. We're retiring the why me t-shirt and trading it in for a watch me hoodie. The by me phase is all about acknowledging that, yes, we might not control the weather, but we sure can plan a picnic indoors. It's stepping out of the shadow of victimhood and basking in the sunlight of agency and accountability. Embracing the by me consciousness signifies your readiness to face life's unpredictabilities, not with resignation, but with resolve and creativity. It's about recognizing your potential to navigate through life's storms, crafting solutions, and steering towards your desired outcomes with confidence, grace, and a considerable amount of elbow grease. And owning and embracing responsibility with a smile? In the by me phase, taking responsibility doesn't mean shouldering a burden. Rather, it's like taking center stage as a lead singer, ready to unveil your newest song. We acknowledge imperfections not with dismay, but with a knowing smile. Understanding that each flaw and stumble is merely adding a new note to your composition. This stage requires diligent effort to fully own your narrative. necessitating the hard work of revising, refining, or even entirely reimagining parts of your story to match your ambitions. Intentionality, crafting your life's masterpiece. Living intentionally involves choosing actions that directly support your goals, from personal growth to strengthening relationships or reaching specific aims. The key challenge lies in consistently making each decision count towards your broader vision. Creativity is your secret weapon. Whoever said navigating life had to be a chore? In the buy me territory, creativity is your secret weapon, transforming roadblocks into opportunities for innovation. It's about viewing each challenge as a puzzle, inviting you to think outside the box and explore new avenues toward achieving your dreams. The hard work involved in unleashing creativity lies in pushing past the easy, conventional solutions and daring to dream bigger, bolder, and be more authentic. Your epic adventure awaits. Entering the by me phase is like starting a significant journey, brimming with obstacles, learning, and victories. It requires dedication to personal growth. I'd like to share a practical guide with 10 steps to help you soar on this transformative path. Number one is self-reflection. Stand before the mirror and look deeply into it, allowing a great sense of self-awareness, embracing your strengths and acknowledging areas of growth. This introspection sets the stage for meaningful change, but requires the hard work of facing truths we often shy away from. Number two, vibrant goal setting. Illuminate your path by defining clear, compelling goals. Let your aspirations be the stars that guide you through the night, knowing that reaching them will require persistence and relentless effort. Number three, strategic planning. Break down your grand vision into actionable steps, each one a milestone on the road to success. The planning process itself demands dedication as it involves mapping out the detailed logistics of how to transform dreams into reality. Number four, mindful presence. Embrace each moment with mindfulness, fully engaged and ready to seize opportunities that life presents. Cultivating this level of presence is a discipline, requiring constant effort to remain focused and intentional. Number five, this one is one of my favorite paradigms. No such thing as failure, only feedback. View each challenge as a lesson, an opportunity to learn, adapt, and emerge stronger. Building resilience is perhaps one of the hardest aspects and sometimes obstacles, as it involves bouncing back from disappointments and failures with renewed vigor. Number six, fostering connections. Build a fellowship of friends, individuals who share your vision and support your journey. Nurturing these relationships is hard work, but essential for sustaining motivation and receiving valuable feedback along the way. So important. Number seven, lifelong learning. Commit to the quest for knowledge as an endless adventure, where every new skill enhances your ability to shape your destiny. The dedication to continuous learning requires an investment of time and energy, but is key to remaining adaptable and innovative. Number eight, cultivating gratitude. Arm yourself with gratitude, a powerful ally that transforms obstacles into opportunities and attracts positivity deep into your life. Practicing gratitude consistently is a discipline, a daily commitment to focus on the blessings amidst the challenges. My go-to is a gratitude journal. As we embark on the buy me phase, we do so with a blend of enthusiasm, creativity, and an acknowledgement of the hard work that lies ahead. No longer merely reacting to what life throws our way, we become the chefs of our existence, mixing ingredients with intention and savoring the unique dish that is our life. So wellness warriors, as we conclude today's flight through the landscape of to me and by me, let us prepare for the next leg of our journey. Together, we'll explore how to become channels of greater purpose and how to realize our truest expression of being. We'll discover how to let life flow through us with grace and how to embody the essence of all that we seek to experience and express. Stay tuned for an enlightening exploration of through me and as me. Until next episode, keep exploring, growing, and embracing the vast skies of consciousness within you. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Q&A Files. Delighted to share today's gems of wisdom with you. Your questions light up our show, fueling the engaging dialogues that make our community extra special. Keep sending your questions to Trisha Jameson Coaching at gmail.com.
Your curiosity is our compass. Please hit subscribe, spread the word, and let's grow the circle of insight and community together. I'm Tricia Jameson, signing off. Stay curious, keep thriving, and keep smiling, and I'll catch you on the next episode.